Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City. AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have Sharon Lindgren in studio with me. Sharon, how are you?
I'm great, Tim.
Wonderful day to be talking about something warm and cozy and wonderful like the Scandinavian Bazaar at Trinity Lutheran Church.
Yes, we've got our Scandinavian Bazaar, which is an annual event for over 100 years. It's Thursday, November 7th, this Thursday. And I know you're promising us maybe not rain, but a little cold weather. But we do have coat racks, and it's going to be nice and cozy, warm where it's at.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Masonic Temple this year.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, I think, knows that we are doing a major renovation at Trinity Lutheran Church on Pennsylvania. And so we just don't have space for everything that we do for this bazaar. So we're just moving two blocks south this year to the Masonic Temple. It's a nice big building, has lots of room for us in that. And our gals are going to be decorating it in a Norwegian atmosphere. And, of course, we have our Scandinavian dinner and all kinds of goodies and a whole day planned for anybody that wants to come join us.
And for those people that don't know where the Masonic Temple is, if you know where the police department is, for example, it's right across the street.
Right across the street, two blocks south from Trinity.
Yeah, it's real easy to find. And I have been in there many, many times. I've had a chance to speak at different groups and so forth. And there is a lot of space in that building.
There is. It's got an elevator, so anybody that wants to use the elevator, just use the elevator. Come on down into the main level dining room, and then we've got a great room for our Scandinavian boutique, which has our Christmas items and our Scandinavian items. Then the big hall, dining room hall, will have our coffee shop, like from 8 till 10:30, and that's where you get all those open-face sandwiches and the pastries, the lefse. And at the same time, they can go right next and move further into the hall and find our gift shop, our book nook. We got more books this year.
Good.
And our bake shop. And, of course, you know, Trinity Bakers are pretty good bakers and candy makers, so they will be there with all their merchandise and that.
And the lunch, tell us a little bit about this big lunch you're serving.
Actually, they usually do the turkey casserole, but beans were in the moving, have to move to a different facility this year. We are doing the Scandinavian meatballs, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, famous cranberry fluff, and their choice of pie for $8. And we're going to have a great takeout way. They just drive around the building, just follow the signs. Be able to grab, you know, drop off your ticket or buy your ticket at that time, take your meal and go home with it.
Well, that works out good, too.
Yes, this is a great building for that. You just drive around. There's an alley coming up, and they'll be right, the takeout people will be right there, and just run down, get your meal, and out on your way you can go.
Boy, this has been such a big fundraising thing for Trinity Lutheran Church through the years.
And yes, it has been. And I want to mention that all the proceeds, we don't keep anything, but all the proceeds go to nonprofit agencies in the North Iowa area. So we support that. And we may do some World Hunger. I'm not sure how the ladies distribute that exactly, but I know that all the proceeds are given away.
I remember, I think I've told you this before, I can remember the first time that I went to the Scandinavian Bazaar. It was the first year that I worked at KGLO. We were in the downtown building, and everybody on the staff there, it came lunchtime, and, well, we're all going across the street. Well, I didn't know anything about Scandinavian food, or I didn't know anything about what was going on, but, no, you have to come and have lunch. We do this. And that's what they really talked about, even at that time, was the way you guys give it back to the community in so many ways.
Yes, and those Scandinavian treats are really pretty good. We have those rosettes, the krumkaka, the kringla, sandbuckles, and we were busy making those Friday. We did over 30-some rosettes. They'll be for sale, or they'll be just, you can buy a single one in the coffee shop, or a sample of famous cinnamon roll, and there's lefse for sale. Lefse is a big thing because we've been making lefse for the last 7 Mondays in a row. We do about 55 pounds of potatoes, And there's a lot of it's just a lot of fellowship. So they make the lefts and that. So it's all going to be for sale.
And Sharon, I found out too through the years, there are different ways that people make lefse and serve lefse. Everybody's got their own little twist, don't they?
There is. We've been over to the Cora and viewed how they did theirs, but we kind of like ours. I know how it's made. It's rolled with loving hands. And it's pretty good lefse, I think. Looks really good. And boy, we sell lots of it. So it's always sold out about 10:30, 10:45. Mm-hmm. So we always encourage people, come at 8, get your lefse, view all the shops, have a little cup of coffee, have a cinnamon roll or some lefse right there, and then come back for lunch at 11 o'clock. The lunch is served from 11 to 1. Coffee shop opens at 8. But I just encourage everybody just to come and, you know, have a cup of coffee and a treat and then just go view the shops and that, because we have a lot to offer this year. The gift gallery has made some beautiful stuff this year. Very contemporary looking stuff and stuff, useful stuff that you can put in your home or whatever. And also we have some great Scandinavian items and some Christmas items that are for sale. So we just encourage everybody to stop down at the Masonic Temple.
And this is one of those events too, that it's not just for Trinity Lutheran Church folks.
Oh, no.
This is open to everybody in the community of Mason City and beyond in North Iowa. Come on in.
It is. It's everybody. We get people from as far as the cities come down, or from Des Moines come on up with relatives and that. We have a lot of little – we have a group from Garner. Last year we had the Red Hat ladies come over. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. No, it is for everybody. And you'll find that, I think, Tim, in our community, we realize that we go to the salad meals, luncheons, and things like that, various churches. So everybody in Mason City is a great supporter of the church community.
Uh-huh. Very, very nice. Again, that's this coming Thursday. It's November 7th. And I'll see what I can do about warming the day up. But like you said, they do have coat racks. So.
Yeah, and I just want to mention one thing. Mm-hmm. They may be a little worried about parking, but First Methodist Church is letting us use their parking lot, thanks to them. We thank them a lot. And then also the Mohawk Square parking lot right next to the Masonic Temple and across from the police station is free. So Adidermans have allowed us to use that parking lot. So there's going to be plenty of parking. And, of course, there's off-site parking, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, that's good. See, there again, you're talking about the community kind of working together with one another.
Yeah, we really feel we've got a great community here, and they definitely do work together and support everybody.
Well, thanks to you guys at Trinity Lutheran Church. How many volunteers does it take to pull this off?
This is almost 100. My husband is working on the logistics, so that's a lot of moving of tables, tubs, and as a matter of fact, we're going to go organize some tubs. We have our supplies down at the Masonic Temple today, because, of course, tomorrow's election day, so we can't interfere, because both the Trinity and the Masonic Temple that's the election headquarters there.
That's
so we'll
right.
be setting up Wednesday, and then Thursday we'll be ready at 8 o'clock.
Amazing. Amazing. Any other, anybody else you want to give a little plug to?
Just the ladies and men. This is not just, it used to be a ladies bazaar, you know, the ladies all did this stuff and everything. Oh, no, we just have as many men helping now as we do women. So you'll see lots of men in the dining room, and we just really want to thank the men for helping get all those tables over and helping us set up and everything.
All hands on deck.
Right.
Oh, Sharon, good to see you this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet. Everybody, put it on your calendar. Thursday, November 7th, we're all going to a new location again this year. It's at the Masonic Temple for Trinity Lutheran Church's Scandinavian Bazaar. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it set from Mason City and for all of North Iowa.